Hey everyone, here we are unveiling the untold stories of talent branding with some of the top leaders in the industry. I'm Abhishek.
And I'm Priyanka.
Welcome to Unveiling Talent Branding Stories podcast.
So for our very first episode, we have Alex with us, who is the employer branding manager at GoDaddy. So he's been in this industry for more than a decade now, and for his excellent work and, you know, the impact in the industry, he's been named 15 Inspiring Employer Brand Leaders in the Southwest by Comparably, and 35 Employer Branding Experts you should definitely add on LinkedIn. And he's also one of the leaders at the Employer Brand Wagon by the MarTech.
Well, we aren't done yet. He enjoys traveling the world and writing about his travels, life experience, and world views. Welcome to our podcast, Alex. Thanks for joining us today.
How are you doing today?
Good, good. How are you both doing?
We're good. We're doing good too. So it's, you know, it's so nice to really finally meet you and, you know, talk to you about your journey and experiences. And, you know, before I reached out to you, so I was actually, you know, going through your profile, you know, to know more about you. And, you know, I got curious about one thing. So, you know, like today, the demand for the leaders in talent branding is huge. So like every company, you know, wants to build a very strong brand, and folks are very eager to learn the skills and, you know, join, you know, the talent branding industry. So we're very curious, like, so how did it all start for you? Like, how did you start your journey in talent branding? And we want to know, like, what excites you about what you do?
That's a fun question. So happy to answer that. It started for me, back in 2016, 2017. It's been a while now. But I was working at a digital agency. So was doing like a lot of media planning, SEO optimization, and learning the whole ins and outs of account management as it relates to digital marketing. And I felt like I had hit a glass ceiling, you know. I didn't really seem like it was a fun environment. Like it was great. It was a company that was probably like a 2-star Glassdoor rating, but you know, I had a lot of friends there. It was amazing. But I knew it was time to move on. So I found a contract opportunity at a place called Cox Enterprises. So they're a global company, and decided to, you know, take a chance on that. And as I was going through the interview process, you know, they were asking me about SEO optimization. But having me do this on a job description, it was different, you know, nothing like I've seen before. So I was, you know, working on that. You went through the conversations, eventually got the position there. And the thing that stood out to me when I was, you know, onboarding and being trained by you know, my teammates at the time was that you're taking everything you knew before, right? As well as all the digital marketing aspects, email marketing, social marketing, planning and everything, as well as the key aspect of your jobs, you know, you're taking that from the perspective of a job seeker. So how do you take everything you know, as well as job seeker experience, and then relate that back to the target audience? And that resonated for me because before I came down to Austin, Texas, I was looking for tons of jobs. I applied for hundreds, I kid you not, probably close to 300. And the thing that stood out for me was, you know, the amazing employer brand. But at the time, you know, yes, the term was coined back in 1990 by Simon Barrow. But did I know about that? Oh, no idea whatsoever. So I just thought, okay, hey, you know, the cool community outreach, the free foosball tables, beer, food. Yeah, I like that. So I started, you know, playing off of that and, you know, just looking outside of that, my own, you know, like what I would want out of an employer. And fuse that into the job descriptions. I then started creating landing pages, social campaigns, events, and that led me to Informatica. So I went from a team at Cox Enterprises to a team of one, handling 27 countries at Informatica. And it's funny that you're both from Bangalore, because Bangalore was our key location. So day one, I work right with my team in India, and it's like, okay, all right, you're the expert. Put this together, and you are working fast on your feet. So it was a fun experience just to, you know, bring everything together full circle, because there was different, you know, obviously different cultural differences and different employer brands. Like, we, you know, you have an employer brand once you start hiring, but you know, we didn't really own it at Informatica at the time. So, you know, got them in a good spot, and then made my way over to GoDaddy about, it's going to be a year here on June 7th. And here I am building up my own team and just, you know, just trying to further along the industry.
Wow.
That's like, yeah, it's a really interesting journey you've had. I mean, like, the entire journey is just really interesting, and where you've reached now today is just the difference you're making in the world is just really great.
It's very interesting because like how everything started with digital marketing and doing everything, like we can relate a few part of it. And yeah, so I want to add one more thing, like
sure.
See, if we talk about values a company offers to employees, there are many companies doing good at this, but yes, I think somehow they are not able to articulate it very well. So how can they do it better?
Well, I first want to preface it and say that, you know, the values, like being on the employer brand side of the house, you might have some insight into that in terms of like working with the team that puts that together. But you know, a lot of cases you're taking that, working with it, and then pushing that out with, you know, the employer brand, the EVP, everything else. But in terms of articulating that, I find that a lot of companies that I've either had the opportunity to, you know, to consult with or work with directly, is they, the values don't align with the people. It's, you know, what they do is they go out there and they hire someone, you know, consultants to come in, and they don't listen to their people. Like, your people will tell you what they value, like what they love the most. You know, you'll get that out of your engagement surveys on an annual basis, whether you read that or not, which most companies don't. And then it shows them their values. I will say, you know, don't want to reflect too much on, you know, on what we do here at GoDaddy, but to me, we articulate our values well, and I'm then in turn able to use that as a leader here, and you know, not just, you know, within my team, but also my own, you know, my own personal life and how I do things. And it's also, we can take our values and then push that out and have that reflect in our employer brand. But that's the biggest thing. It's just, it's you know, we do a good job here, and while we do a good job, a lot of companies do not. And it's more, I think, more listening, and then they would be able to articulate that better versus bringing in, you know, spending six figures with a consulting firm. They come in and they tell you, they, like, yes, they're going to give you some things that you want to hear, do not want to hear, but you should be the best judge of that at the end of the day. And a lot of companies do not do that.
True. It's
I think you're doing a really great job at GoDaddy, and GoDaddy is really showcasing their values and mission and, you know, their vision really well, and the culture as well. And, you know, so what, now we got like an idea from a company point of view as to like, you know, how they can do better and showcase their values and mission and vision better. But, you know, so to think from a, you know, employee point of view, so like, what do you think a new joining talent like expects from the organization?
So I'm sorry. So what do I think that a new joiner would expect from the organization?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're showcasing your values out there and that's, you know, pushing out to your employer brand, you know, if you do that, or if you have a strong EVP, then you're putting out a promise of what they should, you know, what they should be, the experience they should be getting. So, you know, one thing that we use here quite a bit is we say we want to, you know, build value and join forces. And by joining, it's okay, you're not just a, which I'll say this, if you come in as an employer brand person on my team, right, you should want to join forces, because you need to actually reach out to your teammates, regardless if they're in TA, engineering, and marketing. You have to join forces to be successful. You know, more on a broad level outside of employer brand, you should be wanting to, you know, work with someone who works in internal comms, marketing, engineering, care/sales, because we're all one team at the end of the day. And I think that's the promise that we, you know, we give anybody when they come, you know, specifically here to GoDaddy, is that, yeah, you're going to have people who are going to support you. You got to be willing to, you know, do the same back in return. I think that's with anybody. It goes both ways. But, you know, that's the experience that you'll get. And then outside of that, you know, what companies should also know too is that if you hold, you know, these push these values out there and sell people on this, stay true to it. Make sure you can honor that that promise to them, because they're joining you with that, right? Because they know that they will get, they'll get the salary, they'll get the benefits. But in today's market, it's more about what can you offer them that is going to be different than the rest. And if you can give them what, you know, you've been selling them on, then I think you're fine, right? You'll see a low amount of attrition, everything will be good. You know, obviously each team is different. Each manager or leader is different. But if you are, you know, just, you know, throwing stuff out there, hoping that it's going to stick on the wall, and, you know, within 3 months, they'll come in, they'll see what's going on. And if you don't live up to the promise of what you were going to give them, they'll be out the door. People are not afraid to leave a job after 2 to 3 months anymore. Things have changed.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, totally agree.
Actually, we can relate to this because we at VCT, our founder and the culture we are built in is like, we can expect some things, some kind of good culture, and we can experience it well. So I think if a employee can experience a good culture, I don't think there is any place to leave a company or something like that. I mean, people will hold and people will support their leaders, and that organization will grow. That's what I think. So yeah.
Agreed. Yeah.
So I just have a kind of follow-up question for that. So now if we think about companies who are just building their brand, okay? So now, in your opinion, what they should focus on, implement, and monitor?
So we're referring to the, like, building out the employer brand?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, all right. So I, to first tackle that, I want to say, and James Ellis, you know, has put this out there in a phenomenal way, very simple, but you have an employer brand. Once you start hiring and you're talking about your company, that's your employer brand. Now, once you choose to manage it, which is a lot of companies are finally starting to get to that point. They didn't care about it before. Now they do. You know, it's been a couple of years of pandemic that caused them to take ownership of that. But I think what you should be looking at is, okay, one, like, where are you actually pushing out this employer brand to talk about it? What I typically do, you can do an audit process. And I do this if I'm working with a client, or if I'm, you know, looking to take a full-time job, I'm going to audit and see what they have. So I would say for anybody, just, you know, go on your social channel, see what you're doing. You could have someone who is probably putting something out there on the, you know, the equivalent of an employer brand, not knowing they're actually doing the work. So, you know, look at your LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, look at your career page. What are you showcasing? I mean, I've done a lot of speeches where, you know, I've audited some companies, and like, if you're putting a banner image of the building, that's not your employer brand. Like, people don't want to join you to work at that one building, right? You know, that, your job descriptions, I mean, those are quick wins. But I would say outside of that, you need to get your people involved. It cannot just be, you know, one person who works in TA branding or marketing that says, this is what we are, this is what we're going to do. You can do that. You most certainly can, but then no one's going to back you up. And that's where the magic happens when you have a strong employer brand. Everything fuses together, right? Everyone works as one. You have a lot of advocates, and it shows through the content that you're pushing out there, the content you're creating. And for the person who's running the show, they're not busting their butts to go out there and get, you know, images, videos, or blog stories. It's naturally coming in because people care that much about the company, and you're taking that culture and, you know, pushing it out there to share it with the rest of the world. But yeah, I know I gave you a lot there to work with, but there's a lot that goes in. There's quick wins, but outside of the quick wins, you need to work with your people to make it successful.
Yeah, I think these are some great pointers for someone who's just starting out, you know, like companies who are starting out to build their brand. I think these are some really great pointers. And, you know, I think many companies actually don't involve a lot of their, you know, all of their teams, you know, in the talent branding process. So mm-hmm. I want to know, like, how we can involve other teams in the process and how we can make this collaboration, you know, most effective.
What I find that is most effective to get some buy-in is you may be the expert if you're brought in. You know, you're both no strangers to this. If you look on the job boards, specifically like LinkedIn, there are pages of employer branding, talent branding, recruitment marketing, talent attraction, whatever title you want to call it. You know, people are looking for people to do this, but if you want to get buy-in, know you're the expert, but also when you have these intro calls, and you should be having those calls, let people know that you may know some things, but you need their help. Because for example, if you're based in the States, and if I contact you both, you know, working and living in India, I can't make assumptions about like what the market is like over there, you know, what job seekers are wanting, what the culture is like, because you know, I'm thousands of miles away. But if I work with you, we partner together, I let you in on that process, right? Yes, I'm still gonna have, you know the brand guidelines, what the design should look like, you know, change up the messaging in any shape or form to make it work. But we need to partner together. And I think having that buy-in, you know, joining forces in the single best way possible would help out, because you feel like, okay, you're part of this project together, which you are. We as employer brand leaders cannot be successful without our people, but you take that quick recipe, and it's something I've always done, is like a quick 30-minute conversation to an hour with different teammates, and not just leadership, individual contributors, someone already, you know, even to someone who has just started, you know, weeks before, like pick their brains. They are going to share quite a bit with you, the good, the bad, the ugly, but you know, once you know what's going on, you get some insight from them. Let them in on the process. People start knowing about that. They see the different things that you're working on. And when they see that, and then they'll start reaching out to you, you know, without you going back to set up Zoom calls with them, Slack messages, team messages. They're going to want in on the fun too.
Yeah. So Alex, I want to take a conversation back to monitoring the talent branding process. Okay, so we have no doubt that talent branding is a creative task, right? So mm-hmm. are there any KPIs we can track in order to measure the success of our talent branding efforts?
I mean, you're gonna have your I would say, you know, you got your recruitment marketing KPIs, you know, KPIs that will come from the career page. I will say the key thing is you need to see where you sit within the organization, because if I sit in TA where I've sat, you know, most all of my career, then my KPIs are going to be tied to, okay, which app, you know, how many applicants do we have flowing in, you know, compared to last year, the quality of the applicants, the quality of the source. Also, am I lowering the cost per application, the cost per hire? That stuff matters. But if you sit in comms and marketing, your KPIs are going to be different. So I'd be misleading you as well as the audience if I said, okay, this is the, you know, one way to do it, nothing else. It really depends on where you sit.
True, yeah.
So, you know, like I have heard a lot of HRs and, you know, the talent branding experts, they talk about the term employee value proposition, EVP. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now I think recently, like, I mean, nowadays it's come more on the radar of, you know, a lot of organizations. So
yeah.
I want to know, like, what does it really mean? And like, can you define it for us? Like,
yeah, it's really, it's your promise as an employer to your people. I think people forget that it's not just the people you want to have join you, it's the people who are still there. And it's separate from your values that you have. You know, your EVP is going to be what you are, the promise you're keeping to them and the people who eventually want to join you, right? Because you're using that as a tool to keep them there, but also sell them the future people who will join you, those job seekers, new joiners. But to me, that's what it is. And then I think a lot of people confuse that with, okay, hey, we're going to just go ahead and put this quick statement together and that's our EVP. That's a recipe for disaster. It does not work that way at all. I've done a lot of builds where, you know, I've worked with organizations, talked to people, you know, the interview process to make that happen. And a lot goes into the EVP. It should be something where you're doing a lot of, like how we're talking about earlier with, you know, having like these like voice road shows where you're going out there and talking to different teammates. All that pretty much goes into, you should be doing the same for your EVP, as well as, you know, serving individuals, determining what the good, bad, the ugly is, and combine that together to make that EVP. Then you know what you're really about, because when you go through all that research, you can't run from the fact that either if you're, are you a bad company? Are you like in between? Or are you good? But then, you know, what are the people you're trying to hire or keep? Because like one of the biggest things, everyone refers to, there's a phenomenal book out there, Give and Get, which is, and so your EVP is, you're giving them, this is what we promise you, this is what we're selling you on.
Yeah.
What you get in return is the right type of candidates who match what you're looking for. And I'm not saying like a culture fit, but you're saying, okay, we at, for example, a company, ABCD, we are about, hey, flexible working, and, you know, you come here, you truly can be yourself. Well, if that's the case, then put it out there and make sure that you're attracting that audience, but repelling the people who don't match with what you would, you know, would consider a, you know, a company at the whatever, you know, ABCD is.
Yeah. So what do you think like makes a good AVP? And like, what do you think people who are just starting out should focus on, like key things to focus on when they're trying to build like, you know, like a good EVP?
Well, I say if you're just starting out, it's going to take a lot of work. So, but it can be done on your own, contrary to belief. But I would say a good EVP involves, reaching out to individuals, not just leadership. If you're only just reaching out to leadership, that's like getting one perspective of many individuals who are sitting within your company, whether it be, you know, 50 to 10,000, like you should be looking at leadership across different departments, but also individual contributors, and then, you know, managers of different levels. And then don't just limit it to the different departments and positions. If you're a global company, which most are, you need to look at, okay, what does Alex think in Austin versus what does, you know, Steve think in the UK or Srinivas in India? Or someone that is out there in Australia, like the perspectives are going to be different, because I may have an amazing experience to share with you. And then someone who sits in the country outside the US may feel, hey, everything is corporate driven from HQ in the US. I actually have a terrible experience here and I don't want to be here anymore. You have to, that has to come into play. So the call is there. You can survey individuals, and I know people they're not the biggest fan of surveys, but you get a lot out of that. And from there, you could take the surveys, drop that into a word cloud, and the word cloud will show you, it seems like a very, very old school and low budget thing to do, but it really is that simple. You could put that there and that shows you like what are the common themes. And if people say work-life balance, it's going to show up there on top. Or if they say, hey, management sucks, it's going to show too. But I would say outside of all those things, just being really honest with yourself and not just trying to put what you think people want to hear. That does come into play as well too, but listening to your people and then, you know, wordsmithing that together, and wordsmithing that by taking out the negative stuff, but you've got to see what you have there at that point. And there may be even a time where you're doing this and you're like, okay, we are not in a good position to put out an EVP. That does happen.
Yeah. I really like the point that getting input from people, that's the very important point. So before we come to the end, I just wanted to ask one thing. You're in the industry for a decade now. Okay. And how the industry has been changed over the time?
It's changed quite a bit. I will say when when I got into employer brand, there was a lot of, discussion, debates on what it should be called. Was not valued. I was, at the time I was contracting, it was more of, okay, I'm going to, soak myself into this, be a sponge and, just take in as much as I can, work with the right people, learn everything that, encompasses it all, and try not to get fired because I was a contractor. And it was that way for the longest time, but I think that the biggest thing that moved the needle was the pandemic, a lot of social injustices that have been, across the globe that people have acknowledged and taken more of a, mainly for, us as workers, employees, as individuals, really forcing change amongst our companies. And that has, it may have seemed to others that it didn't do much for the employer brand space, but it did, because then companies had to look at their employer brand and say, hey, we actually have to own this. It's not this nice to have where there's like cute stuff on social or this person, maybe they'll do this or, create some job descriptions or fix them. They actually matter. And we need someone who is dedicated to owning this piece for us. So it went from nice to have, very few openings, job titles that, the job titles still are kind of hit or miss because they're not where they should be. But looking now, if I were, individuals who listen to this were out, going out there to do a search for a EV job, there's pages of jobs now. That was not the way it was 3 years ago. I can say that, just with full certainty, because it was a hot mess before.
Yeah. So that brings us to the end of our conversation. It was really lovely talking to you, Alex. And I really like the insights you've shared with us, today. And I thought they were truly thought-provoking. So, and thank you, thank you again for joining us today. And it was an absolute pleasure for us to actually get to know you and, learn from your experiences. And I think you've had an amazing journey so far. And we are sure that, our discussion today will definitely inspire, talent branders everywhere. So thank you so much again for joining us.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. It was fun.